Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to do a little studying today. It's just some things I think we need to think about and talk about. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you once again as a body of believers across this nation and across the ocean. Oh, Father. We praise you for the great I am that you are, for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. And Father, we thank you for where we are today, even in the trials. For we know all things will work out the best for you. In all things, we glorify you. And that's not easy, Father. Father, I have many who need prayer needs today for healing and for comfort, loss of loved ones, injuries and accidents and illness, disease that has plagued this land. And I'm not talking about just a pandemic. Father, help us as your people, your children, to rise up and be the leaders we should be. May we have feet that are quick to do your will in our lives, in those around us, in our communities, and in our nation. We thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy, and we ask for your protection over us and your wisdom and discernment and courage. May we always be looking to you for truth. I'm beginning to think there is none in this world here except you, Father. Oh, Abba, Father, we love you so much. And for such a time as this, I believe you have placed me here and you have placed each one listening exactly where they are, even in their trials. And it is in Jesus' name I pray that we will do as you would have us to do. Amen. Well, today is President's Day, and it started out to be George Washington's Day, and now it's President's Day, and we're going to talk about that just a tiny bit later. But I thought we would just start out with a bunch of quotes from the Founding Father, the father of this nation. And think in your mind when I share the quote, and then I've made some of my own opinions and observations of how that is today. So what would George think today? Here's a quote. George, well, here's just talking about him. George Washington, of course, was the first president of the United States, a leader and a strategist, the only man unanimously elected. As the first president, Washington knew that all his methods, decisions, and moves will create a precedent for everything that will follow. So he was always made his choices carefully and responsibly. He established authority by remaining honest and by not abusing the power that he had. Washington refused to serve a third term and chose to live his last years as a simple gentleman farmer. Setting a great example once again, Washington was a man with a deep sense of duty, a military hero, and a patriot. So here are some of the quotes from this great man. It is impossible to govern the world without God. It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor. Today, this is coming from me, the Democrat Party in particular has rejected God. They made up the phrase separation of church and state to fit their own narrative. Another quote from him. Human happiness and moral duty are inseparably connected. Where are American patriots today? We seem to submit or hide or ignore when we're told to do this or to do that. Talking about the government telling us what to do. And we ignore our duties, is what I was explaining. Another quote. I hope I shall possess firmness and virtue enough to maintain what I consider the most invaluable of all titles, the character of an honest man. In Philippians 4:8, we read, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report. In 2 Peter 1:5, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue and virtue with knowledge. From Proverbs 10:9, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. Think about that one. Perseverance and spirit have done wonders in all ages, he said. Associate yourself with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation, for it's better to be alone than in bad company. I guess this kind of advice would mean stay away from our own Congress, because there's nothing but corruption there, folks. Experience teaches us that it is much easier to prevent an enemy from posting themselves than it is to dislodge them after they have gotten possession. I heard somebody say that last night on one of the shows. Biden should have listened to the wisdom of George Washington, because he's put us in a mess today, hasn't he? The harder the conflict, the greater the triumph. Paper money, this is one I think you should take to heart. Paper money has had the effect in your state that it will ever have to ruin commerce, oppress the honest, and open the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Wow. We are experiencing all of this today for sure with our fiat dollars, aren't we? He went on to say, real men despise a battle, but will never run from it. And I added, real patriots will not allow our own children to suffer for the sake of today's safety and greed. Think about that one. You should not look back unless it is to derive useful lessons from past errors and for the purpose of profiting by dearly bought experience. And I added, today's Dems, the left, the radicals, want to destroy our past, claiming we were so evil. But the truth is the opposite. They do not want you or your children to remember the wisdom of our founding fathers, or even the mistakes, so that we can press forward. They want to remove it all and create a new made-up history. Be not glad at the misfortune of another, though he may be your enemy. Do you remember when President Trump contracted COVID, what Pelosi said? She rejoiced in it and said, it's just blaming himself, it's his own fault, because he hung around we the people. Be courteous to all, but intimate with just a few, and let these few be well tried before you give them your confidence. He also said, I'll die on my feet before I will live on my knees. How many of us today are willing to die for freedom and liberty? Are we so wanting of peace, not God's peace, but just peace, that we will suffer on our knees in submission to whatever our leaders say? I hear the music. I have just a few of these left. I hope you're enjoying them. And then we're going to get back to the news and a few other things that I want to share with you. Paul Hamby sent me his Liberty Thought of the Week, and I thought you would really, really enjoy it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit immuno150.com, that is immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to honor George Washington today, but we're going to get on with the show here in just a moment. I'm going to give you just a few more of his quotes. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Now think about what's going on today. What would George think? We have a lot of idiots in this country who are loud and boisterous and just downright mean, while telling you and me we should not have our voice or our opinions. And if your opinions are opposite of theirs, you're the problem. Here's another quote. To be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace. Do you remember when President Obama wanted to do away with all of our nuclear weapons? Do you remember that? And how the Dems want to bring down our military to be a gentler, kinder soldier, more concerned about racism than protecting this nation, the Constitutional Republic. And of course, this one, you knew I had to throw this one in. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. So from forced masks, restricted travel, you know, the king restricted their travel. That's why they added that in there in the Bill of Rights. Closed schools, locked down businesses, only small businesses, only personal businesses. And schools, the abuse of our children, the abuse of our schools against our children, taxes beyond belief, and forced vaccines. Why are we putting up with that? Those are burdens that are unnecessarily laid upon you by your government officials. Will you not rise up? Here's another quote. While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers who certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of religion, to the distinguished character of patriot, it should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian. And again today, our politicians and media are making Christians out to be the bad guys. Liberty, when it begins to take root, is a plant of rapid growth. And I say, do we, you and me, lust for such liberty in our hearts and freedom for our posterity in this nation today, so that we are enthusiastic, as Hamilton would say, to rise above all things and acts of bravery and heroism? George Washington, the father of this country, what would he think today? Now, I started to read an article about George Washington, and I didn't get very far into it before I got pretty discouraged. This man, I don't know him, his name is John Fonte, and he wrote this, which I normally agree with all of them, but I don't agree with everything, from American Greatness. We have to use discernment. The title, Make Washington's Birthday Great Again. And it caught my eye because they turned it into President's Day. And he talks about that. But in his very first paragraph, I read this. Because he was the one individual, speaking of George Washington, most responsible for successfully launching the American experience. Hold on. A new form of government. A democratic republic in which the people are sovereign, but their power is limited by the written constitution. He's got that completely backwards. And after I read that first paragraph, the rest of what he had written, although some of it was very good, was tainted in my eyes and in my heart. Because the constitutional republic has that constitution that restricts the government, not the people. Laws might restrict the people. It's okay to defend yourself, but you shouldn't go out and murder. You shouldn't be stealing your neighbor's property. We were not a democratic republic. We are a constitutional. We were formed to be a constitutional republic. We have some democratic processes. But our founding fathers, including George Washington, did not want a democracy. So all that he said, therefore, was tainted. Even though I believed in what he was saying in some of the cases. You know, he talked about how they came up and changed George Washington's birthday to President's Day. When I say they, it's Congress, and he talks about each one of these individuals. Some of them are Republicans, and some of them are Democrats. One of them was Durbin. How long's that old man been up there? But we didn't send these people to Congress, these yahoos, to D.C., to make federal holidays. That is not their job. So they took this. And as time went on, and some of them were worried about that happening, it became less and less about George Washington and more about honoring all presidents, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah, so this happened back in 1998, which isn't that long ago, but Senator Richard Durbin, he was against it. He said the bill would have redesigned the legal public holiday of Washington's birthday. He's correct. And yet, this man in the Democrat Party was willing and okay with the great riots calling the peaceful in 2020 and the destruction of founding father statues and monuments across the land, hiding them, destroying them. So you can't believe anything these people say. They do not have the virtue and integrity of George Washington. And when Congress gets involved with anything, it becomes ruined. What they try to fix doesn't usually need to be fixed. And when they're done fixing it, it's not any good anymore. Certainly not efficient. So Paul Hamby wrote a really great article about all tyrannies. Well, he started out with a quote from George Orwell. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. But once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. Now, I want you to stop and think about what we're going through today, what we've been going through for the last obvious 6 years, but more than that, decades upon decades. And we, the people, have ignored, put up with, tolerated the stupidity and the ignorance of Congress and their bureaucracy. And now we have to listen to Nancy Pelosi stand there and talk about the temple of democracy. They always ignore the Constitution until it fits their narrative, personal narrative. They'll talk about it maybe in a election year. And these are the same people that want to do away with your Second Amendment. And I didn't add that George Washington quote. He believed in a armed citizenship. He didn't say militia. He said citizenship. Why? To guard against our own tyrannical government. They knew there was a chance it would turn tyrannical eventually, and it has. And it is not just the Democrat Party, folks. You've got to pay attention. Remember those who did not vote last week when it came to adding to our debt? Why didn't they vote? Why didn't they show up? Well, I found out one is in bad shape from a stroke. But the rest of them were not the case. That wasn't the case with Romney. That wasn't the case with Lindsey Graham and some of the others. They're in an election year. What are they going to do? I think not voting is just as bad as voting the wrong way. Why? Because they lack integrity and virtue. That is their job. They are to show up and vote. But they chose not to. I don't know if they showed up and just didn't vote or they just didn't show up. Either way, it's disgusting and despicable. When we come back, I'll share with you Paul Hamby's words. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Happy George Washington's birthday. And we'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. That's 800-218-6440.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. During the commercial break, I decided I'm going to hold Paul Hamby's information until the last part of the show. So hang on. I think you're really going to enjoy it. He's talking about Orwell and some of the things that he's actually telling us about Canada. Things that we need to really remember about Canada. Now, I have this article from Newsmax. And, of course, Newsmax, they're always bantering back and forth with Fox. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got to listen very carefully to whoever is on at the time. You've got to understand that. In fact, when Tucker Carlson, I know a lot of people are upset with Tucker, and I get upset with him once in a while too, but when Tucker Carlson was talking about Ukraine and how they are not a peaceful republic or democracy, they are a dictatorship. Some of them over in Newsmax got upset with him about that. But you need to stop and remember all that was going on in Ukraine with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all the corruptness of what was taking place. Now, I don't know a whole lot. I haven't studied Ukraine. But I'm just showing you that they banter back and forth depending on what the topic is. And the one man on Newsmax that gets quite upset with Tucker and a few others on Fox was at one time a campaign manager for Bill Clinton. Now he's a Democrat at heart, even though he's trying to play conservative on Newsmax And I like some of what he says, but I take it with a grain of salt. Because they can talk, 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 talk. Conservative. But can they walk at the true conservative line? So this is coming from Newsmax, and they say Fox backs down on the Hillary spying claims. Now, I think it depends on who you're listening to on Fox. And they're talking about the Durham report, and I'm sure that you've heard about the Durham report. So far, it looks like it's going all the way to the top of Hillary Clinton and the spying on the president, not just when he was campaigning, but after he was in the White House. How did that take place? That was not just one tech company that sneaked in there. They had to get some kind of way to get in. They didn't just do it as a hack. No. Not without help. And it should scare you to death that they did it at all, because he was a sitting president, whether you voted for him or not. If we'd have done that to President Barack Obama, oh, all you know what would have gone loose. And the you know what would have hit the fan. So, I want to remind you of what Hillary has done in the past. It would not surprise me at all that she did this. It does not surprise me at all. But what is shocking, not truly shocking, but somewhat shocking, is that she had a lot of help from FBI, CIA, whoever it was, the intelligence, somebody in the intelligence that was supposed to be trusted by Donald Trump, somebody or bodies helped with this Spygate. Hillary Clinton, I have saved this. It's a little pet poster that has the things that she has done. She was an unethical, dishonest lawyer. She conspired to violate the Constitution, the rules of the House, the rules of the committee, and the rules of confidentiality. And that's a statement from Jerry Ziefman, the Democrat Watergate Committee supervisor over Hillary Clinton's chief counsel to the House Judiciary Committee. She received illegal bribes from China for president re-election campaign fraud. Now, these are old. She received illegal bribes from China for presidential re-election campaign fund. And she was never president, so whose re-election was it? Benghazi. She neglected to beef up the security in Benghazi or provide for emergency team to intercept the terrorists. Why do you think she made no move? We can speculate all we want. Was she too darn lazy to get out of bed and answer the facts? Or did she just really not care? Or were they okay with them killing our ambassador? She was fired for unethical behavior on the Watergate Commission. We already said that one. Filegate illegally ordered up 900 FBI files. Now that is one that just keeps coming back to me. She somehow ended up with 900 FBI files, and now the FBI seem to be owned by Hillary Clinton. Have you thought about that? Why are they all Hillary Clinton fans? Yeah, maybe some of the hard-working, down-to-earth guys aren't. But she seems to own them. 900 FBI files. She lied about being under sniper fire when she was in Bosnia. If they lie about something like that, they'll lie about anything. I mean, why on earth would she lie about that? There were cameras. There were cameras. Do they not understand cameras and audio? Instructed Secretary of Commerce Ken Brown to illegally sell seats on the Democratic Trade Commission. It's all about money. It's all about power. It's all about control. Fired the head of the White House travel office to give job to her friends. masterminded of the land fraud scheme of Whitewater. Both Clintons covered up and suppressed from Ken Starr and Congress over a million potentially incriminating emails. Do you remember when that was going on? And then it ended up all about the blue dress and Monica. It all ended up a sex scandal. And what did Hillary say about that? It's the same phrase she still uses today. The real story is how the media and the Republicans, it's a right-wing conspiracy against her husband. Her husband and herself are criminals. They have no integrity and they have no virtue. They are not George Washington, who might have drummed them out of town and hung them. I'm not sure. They are dishonest. But the sad thing is we have a lot of them that are dishonest. It also adds here, people who died, 45 bodyguards, 14 witnesses, 5 politicians, 2 lawyers, 2 journalists, 2 fundraisers, 1 CIA guy, and a naval admiral. I don't know about all those, but that is a part of that. So, get something to say, Reed?
Yeah, we've got another George Washington quote from a Facebook watcher. He says, good lesson on Hillary here, quote, few men have virtue to withstand the highest bidder. I love it.
Well, they're making out like she's going to run for president again as they're bringing up all this stuff from the Durham report. I find that a little bit odd. And she's speaking out like she's the authority. Oh, they're just doing this. Oh, they're doing it to hide their own scandals. Yeah, we know all about hidden scandals, don't we? Remember those 900 FBI files that she walked off with? Says here she illegally ordered them. I thought they just accidentally appeared in the back seat of her car, the trunk of her vehicle. And then she didn't know how they got there. Of course not. She's a liar, she has no integrity, and she's an evil, evil woman. And unfortunately, a lot of our politicians fall in that realm. We come back. We're going to look at Paul Hamby's liberty thought for the week. Think about Canada and what's happening there and what we're putting up with here in the United States. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer Rockefellers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we share this, I want you to understand, because I had to look it up. Actually, I made Rudy look it up. But voting for the Prime Minister in Canada, even though the Prime Minister of Canada is not directly elected, Canadians' elections are always run on the explicit premise that a vote for a local member of parliament is a vote for his or her party leader to become prime minister. He or she can keep getting reelected in this manner forever, or they can lose office once a different party wins the majority of seats instead. So I don't know which party he's in. Do you know which party he's in? It says also that while the Queen may be Canada's head of state, and the Governor General, the Queen, ceremonially stands in, it is the Prime Minister who truly rules Canada, known as the nation's head of government. His office is said to be one of the most powerful leadership positions in any Western democracy, meaning a great deal of Canadian political life revolves around his deeds and his decisions, his being him, Trudeau. Now,
and
let's...
There's no term limits. On
no
him.
Term limits.
As long
limits.
As his party's in power, he could be the prime minister.
Are you listening, Canada? What do you think you need to do? So, Orwell, he starts... Paul Hamby starts out with the Orwell quote, which I already gave you. All tyrannies rule through fraud and force. But once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. Now, that goes for the United States as well as for Canada. Orwell lived through both world wars. He worked as a teacher of both high school and college students, then a journalist in print and radio. He authored several books, including Animal Farm. I highly recommend you read it, and 1984. One of his passions was pointing out the nations like USSR claimed to be socialist countries, but were in fact totalitarian dictatorships. I wonder what he would say about Canada today in 2022. Most Americans think Canada is a friendlier version of America. However, Canada is a socialist country. Now remember, we've heard that for years. They had the social medicine first, and they were coming down here to get their medical care because it was so bad there. They had to stand in line and stand in line and stand in line. He goes on, now that the Canadian people are rebelling against an unreasonable oppressive government, the quiet, friendly socialist government turns into a dictatorship from the front man, Justin Trudeau, violating its citizens' human rights. In our own American Republic, government exists by the consent of the governed. The rights come from God. The U.S. Constitution was written to constrain government. Not so in Canada. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms grants rights to citizens, and the government holds all the cards. It may come as a big surprise that our friends to the north have never experienced true liberty at home. If Parliament was on the side of the truckers, Trudeau would be out already. But there are no plans for a recall vote. In America, and I added, kind of like our own Congress, the big mouths there that promise they're going to do stuff, you know, Republican Party, and then they don't. In America, citizens have the right to peacefully protest when the government is out of control. But that's not so up north. The Canadian government has activated the Royal Mounted Police and started arresting protesters. Trudeau has asked the United Nations for help. Now, you know, the Democrats threatened to do that here a while back. In 2016, when dictator Fidel Castro died, Trudeau expressed his deep sorrow and praised Castro as a legendary man who was revolutionary and a great orator. The Prime Minister went on to say that Mr. Castro made significant improvements to the education and health care of his island nation. Trudeau's father and Fidel Castro were very close friends, so much so that Fidel Castro was a pallbearer at the funeral of Justin Trudeau's father. Trudeau has values closer to Castro and Putin than to most Americans. Orwell warned us, once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. That is where Canada is today. I think we see it in America today, too. Now, that's not what Paul's saying, but think about what we've gone through with this pandemic. And I'm wondering, when our truckers start moving to D.C., what will happen? Those brave protesters, the truckers and the farmers, have inspired people around the globe. The torch of liberty is spreading worldwide. Turnout freedom is more popular than tyranny. It turns out, he says, freedom is more popular than tyranny. The people, unfortunately, seem to be stuck with Trudeau, the people in Canada. Parliament, as we said, could get rid of him. I have an article that was so long this morning I couldn't get through it and all the rest of my articles. But it's written by, I actually had somebody send it to me. And if I find it here real quick, because I wanna poke something out on you. Here. Make no mistake, the title is, America Has Been Sold by the New World Order. Was America sold? Nancy Levent is the one who wrote this. And I believe she writes for Rents.com, but this was on News with Views. I have had some of my new stuff put on News with Views before. She talks about the many things that we have talked about in the many, many years since I've been on the air with you and my mentor before me, Derry Brownfield. Agenda 21 and the infrastructure, how they're taking the infrastructure. She goes back to a George H.W. Bush. Executive Order 12803. She talks in here about the Emergency Powers Acts and how many emergency powers we seem to be under, emergency acts we seem to be under. She mentioned global pandemic, level 6, mortgage and housing crisis, banking and lending crisis, automobile industry crisis, insurance crisis, healthcare crisis, southern western border crisis, black market drug crisis, national education crisis, natural global warming crisis, nature global warming crisis, jobs, unemployment crisis, ongoing weather and forest and fire crises, extreme and unread congressional legislation crises due to ongoing crises. They commit these crises, you know, so that they can put you in a smaller box and a smaller box and a smaller box. And we sit here and allow them to do it over and over and over again. And then we reelect them and we wonder why nothing changes. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. America, we were established as a constitutional republic if we could keep it, and we did not. But it is time for us to rise up. Get studying, folks. Get on your knees and pray and stand up and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.